Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Gene Siciliano's here. He's got the second edition of his outstanding landmark book, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, a best-selling book that I've been encouraging you to check out for a long time now, and now it's out in the second edition. You can buy it now and get two new chapters, right, Gene?
That's right. That's right. The book has new material throughout, but there are two totally new chapters that I'm really
and
very
first,
pleased about.
You would tell us about the first one in the previous segment. Remind me about it, the new chapter.
The second one is about good investment or bad. How do you decide? Mm-hmm. So we talk about things like return on investment, internal rate of return, a term that gets misused by everybody, including financial professionals. Discounted cash flow, weighted average cost of capital.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, esoteric terms for people, but basically it says, how do you decide whether what you're going to invest money in is a good idea or a bad idea?
And that's such an important thing. And see what you're talking about. And by the way, say the first new chapter, what you mentioned earlier.
It's Get to Break Even First. It's about
right.
Break-even analysis.
Right.
Yeah.
So one of the things I want to talk about is, as Gene, for a long time now, and you know, even before you started working with us, I'm trying to get my audience to think of themselves as the CEO of their small business.
You bet.
Not every minute of every day do you have to be the CEO. Sometimes you got to be the manager. Sometimes you got to be the clerk. Sometimes you got to be the janitor. But there are CEO assignments in your business that if you're not doing it, nobody's going to do it. And they have to be done if your business is going to survive and thrive. And so one of these things is becoming a better financial manager. Not becoming a better accountant, not becoming a better bookkeeper, but a better financial manager, right?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Because the return on all that stuff that the financial manager does is yours.
Right.
And you either get more or less based on the quality of your decisions in that area.
Now, when you talk about going to get into the break-even level, getting to the break-even thing, when you talk about break even, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, what I mean is you put money in. Let's talk about a new product that you want to
mm-hmm.
make and sell. You're going to put money into figuring out how to design that, what it ought to look like, what features it ought to have. Then you buy the materials to make it. You invest labor. You do a whole lot of things before you have a product to sell. And then you figure out what price you ought to sell it for, how many you think you can sell at that price, and your hope, your belief, your dream is that the multiplication of the number that you can sell times the price will add up to more than you spent to put it on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge is knowing that, if possible, before you launch it, so you don't make a bad decision and throw money away. Because the worst thing that can happen is you launch a product you don't sell anything of, or you have to sell it at a price that doesn't pay for the cost to make it
right.
up.
Right.
And to find that out after the fact is a terrible mistake.
Well, and see, that what happens is a lot of times we are more likely to start thinking about how much money we can make on this instead of the break-even. See, this gets us back to where when I talk to my audience about going to the bank for a business loan, you know, I tell them to take the banker two scenarios. This is the one that I think we can do. This is what it will look like if we do what I think we can do. But here's what it would look like if all I can do is stay in business and pay you back.
That's a very good strategy.
And that way, that's sort of tantamount to a break-even strategy, to a break-even calculation. But the point is,
surprises.
Right, exactly. The point is you're anticipating a more conservative result, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. And that's protecting yourself. And really, you know, we start a business because there's something we really love doing, but we also start it because we want to make a profit. We want it to support us. We want to build
right.
our future and our wealth. And so the results of your money decisions are critical to the whole reason you're in business in the first place.
And so you can find out more about that in Gene's new book, one of the new chapters in his second edition of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. What about the good investment, bad investment, good or bad investment scenario? Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we hear people talk about return on investment and internal rate of return, and most people don't really understand those terms. But the whole point of that chapter and all those terms is try to get people to understand what kind of return you are going to make on an investment before you make it. So I want to open up a new location for my business. My business has done well. I have a restaurant. It's doing well. I really want to open up a second restaurant. What do I have to invest to get that open, and what kind of return is it going to bring me, and over how long a period of time?
Why does it always seem to cost twice what we thought it was going to cost?
Because we are optimistic.
Is that Mr. Murphy law at work, or is it because we're such poor projectors?
Well, it's all of that, but mostly it's because we're optimistic. We believe something is a fantastic idea, and so we manufacture in our head that picture. And it may be a fantastic idea, but maybe an okay idea, and it may be a horrible idea. And that's what the ROI analysis is going to try to tell us, so we get past the dream in our head and get it onto paper and something that looks like reality before we make a bad decision.
My quick rule of thumb for something like that is do the best you can at figuring out what it's going to cost you. Do a really good job. Think about it as much as you can. Come up with all the things that it's going to cost you. And then double it.
And not if it a bad doesn't, idea.
And if it doesn't,
you
got to
look at the other side too.
If it doesn't work when you double it, then it's not going to work. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to get you to talk some more about this after these messages. Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen, his new book's out in the second edition, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. A lot of new stuff, including two new chapters.
And I wonder, still I wonder, who's stop the rain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.